看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
We would still like brothers and sisters to turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
我们还是要念23和24节。
We shall still read verses 23 and 24.
愿是平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，也愿你们的灵与魂与身子都蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
Now the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那照你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
He is faithful who calls you, who will also perform it.
请我们再看彼得前书。
And let's turn again, to First Peter.
彼得前书第一章。
First Peter, chapter 1.
我们从第三节念起。念到第十二节。
We'll read from verse 3 through verse 12.
彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有复活的盼望。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to his great mercy, has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from among the dead.
可以得着不能毁坏，不能玷污，不能摧残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
To an incorruptible,an undefiled, an unfading inheritance reserved in the heavens for you.
你们是因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Who are kept guarded by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在不般的思念中暂时忧愁。
Wherein ye exalt, for a little while at present if needed, put to grief by various trials.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍旧能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞荣耀尊贵。
But the proving of your faith, much more precious than the gold which perishes, though it be proved by fire, be found to praise and glory and honor in the revelation of Jesus Christ.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Whom, having not seen, you love, on whom, not now looking, but believing, you exult with joy unspeakable and filled with the glory.
第九节。
Verse 9.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是魂的救恩。
Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
请注意我把这个灵字没有念出来。
Please be careful here. I did not read in the Chinese version spirit.
因为在原文里面没有这个灵字。
Because in the original language, there's no such word spirit in this sentence.
就是魂的救恩。
Salvation of souls.
论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已强袭地寻求考察。
Concerning which salvation, prophets who have prophesied of the grace toward you, sought out and searched out.
就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难，后来的荣耀，只做什么时候，并怎样的时候。
Searching what, or what manner of time, the Spirit of Christ which was in them pointed out, testifying before of the suffering which belonged to Christ, and the glories after these.
他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事，不是为自己，乃是为你们，那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人。现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
To whom it was revealed that not to themselves but to you they ministered those things which have now been announced to you by those who have declared to you the glad tidings by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven which angels desire to look into.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
我们的主，我们的神，我们感谢你。
Our Lord, our God, we thank you.
因为你所预为我们预备的救恩
Because the salvation you have prepared for us
就是天使也愿意能察看能知道
That even angels like to look upon and to know
我们感谢赞美你因为你的恩典是远超过我们眼睛所见耳朵所听心里所能想到
We thank you and praise you because your grace is way more than what our eyes can see, our ears can hear, and our hearts can think.
我们的神，我们的主，我们愿意在这个时候。
Our God and our Father, and we will that at this moment,
你的圣灵能把你所为我们预备向我们启示出来。
That your Holy Spirit can reveal to us what you have already prepared for us.
也引导我们进入你自己的恩典。
And lead us into your own grace.
但愿一切的荣耀、尊贵都归给你。
May all glory and honor be to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我想到了这个时候我们对于帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三二十四大家都已经能背了
I think by this time we all are able to recite 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 23 and 24
巴不得这两节的圣经真是能刻在我们的心板上
May these two verses be carved into our hearts.
因为神他亲自要使我们全然成圣。
Because God himself will sanctify us wholly.
这是他的旨意。
And this is his will.
这个也是他向着我们每一个人的呼召。
And this is also his calling to every one of us.
巴不得我们都能听见这个呼召。
May we all hear this calling.
并且这也是他自己的工作。
And also this is his own work.
我们昨天早晨在这里稍微交通一点关于魂的产生和魂的堕落。
And yesterday morning, we have shared a little about the creation and fall of the soul.
我想今天早晨我们就不再重复了。
So this morning, we will not repeat that.
我们感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise our God.
神造人的时候
，When God created man,
他是照着他自己的形象来造人。
He created man according to his own image.
神他自己是三而一的神。
God himself is Trinity God.
他是三位却是一体。
And he is three but one.
他造我们人的时候也是三而一的。
When he created man, it is also three and one.
不是三位，那是三部分。
It's not three separate persons, but three parts.
他创造我们的时候是造我们有灵、有魂、有身子。
When he created us, he created us with the spirit, the soul, and the body.
虽然是三部分，但是呢是一体的。
Although these are three parts, but this is all one being, one party.
在神的计划的里面
，In God's plan，
他是把我们人的灵放在最高处。
He puts our spirit at the highest place，
因为我们的灵能与神灵来相交。
Because our spirit can commune with the spirit of God，
能从神那里来领受他的旨意。
Can receive the will of God from God，
然后把这个旨意就传给我们人的魂。
And then he delivered this will to the soul of us.
因为魂乃是我们这个人。
Because soul is us, the person.
虽然灵是最高的。
Although the spirit is the highest.
但是魂乃是最中心的。
But the soul is the most central.
因为我们这个人就是我们这个魂。
Because we, the person, is the soul.
魂就是我们这个自己。
The soul is us, the self.
所以我们看见当灵从神那里接受了他的旨意。
So we see when the spirit receives the will from God.
把这个旨意交通给我们这一个人的时候。
And when the spirit fellowship that will to us, the person.
我们就开始发动我们的意志。
Then it starts our will.
我们愿意神所愿意的。
And we are willing the will of God.
同时我们心思的里面也明白了他的旨意。
And also we understand his will from in our mind.
也激动了我们的情感来爱慕神的旨意。
It also stirs our emotion to love the will of God.
换一句话说，我们现在接受了神所启示给我们的旨意。
In another word, we now receive the will that is revealed to us by God.
然后就吩咐我们的身体把神的旨意执行出来。
Then it commands our body to do the will of God.
当神创造我们人的时候，
When God created us man,
圣经告诉我们说，神吹气在人的鼻孔的里面。
And the Bible tells us that God breathed the breath of life in the nostril of man.
人就成了一个活的。
Then man becomes a living soul.
在那个时候我们的魂乃是天真的。
At that time, our soul is innocent.
我们的魂乃是综合的。
And our soul is neutral.
我们的魂能很自由地在那里发生它的作用。
Our soul can very freely function.
并且与神是有关系的。
And it's related to God.
但是当人犯罪之后，
But when man sinned,
我们知道我们人的灵在犯罪的那一个日子就死了。
We know the day man sinned, his spirit died.
他与神的关系就断绝了。
His relationship with God is now severed.
因此人就完全落在他的魂和体的里面。
Now, man now falls totally into his own soul and his own body.
我们也看见说人就受罪的一个辖制了。
We also see that man now is totally controlled by sin.
人就是以己为中心了。
And man becomes self-centered.
人的魂是在一个堕落的情形的里面。
The soul of man is now in a fallen condition.
这个是我们已经提过的。
And this we already mentioned.
那么感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
我们看见神来寻找 拯救世上的人。
We see that God came to seek and deliver and save the fallen, the lost man.
当神的救恩啊临到我们的时候
，When salvation of God came to us，
他总是从中心一直达到那个圆周。
He came to the center first。And then it expands to the peripheral.
所以当神来拯救我们的时候，他先是要把我们死的灵把它点活过来。
So when God came to save us, first He wants to quicken our dead spirit.
然后就要达到我们魂的里面。
Then it will reach our soul.
最后要达到我们的身体上。
And finally, it reaches our body.
所以昨天晚上我们的弟兄在这里特别提到重生这一件事。
So last night, our brother mentioned especially this matter of born again.
什么叫做重生呢？
What does it mean by being born again?
在约翰福音第三章第六节告诉我们说，
In John chapter 3 verse 6, it tells us,
从灵生的就是灵。
That which is born from the Spirit is Spirit.
上面一个灵是圣灵。
And the first Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
下面一个灵是人的灵。
The second Spirit is the Spirit of man.
圣灵他来重生了我们。
The Holy Spirit gives birth to us again.
那个重生就是指着我们这个与神隔绝的死的那一个灵现在活过来。
That second birth says that our spirit, which was severed from God before, now is quickened.
现在成了一个新的灵。
Now it is a new spirit.
并且圣灵就自己来住在我们的灵里面。
And the Holy Spirit himself comes to dwell in that spirit.
叫我们能呼叫神为阿爸父。
So that we can call Abba Father.
证明说我们现在是神的儿女了。
Proving that now we are God's children.
那么感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
我相信在座的弟兄姊妹。
And I believe brothers and sisters.
我们都因着神的恩典，我们经历了这一个重生。
By the grace of God, we all have experienced this rebirth.
如果我们还没有重生的话。
And if we have not been born again.
那么我们还是继续在堕落的里面。
Then we would continue in this fallen condition.
我们还在属灵的事情上还没有一个开始。
Then we do not even have a beginning on spiritual matters.
那么弟兄姊妹在我们重生的那个时候。
Brothers and sisters, at the moment we were born again.
在我们灵的深处就发生了一个极大的变化。
In the depth of our spirit, there is a tremendous change.
因为本来这个灵是死的。
Because originally that spirit was dead.
与神是完全没有交往。
Having no communication with God.
但是现在我们这个灵已经活了。
But now,The spirit is live again.
我们与神就开始有交通。
We now start to have communication with God.
在我们身上就起了一个极大的变化。
Now in us, there is a great change.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
在我们刚刚重生的时候。
When we first born again.
可能我们经历了一个很大的变化。
You might have experienced a great change.
我们记得在哥林多后书第五章第十七节里头有这样的话。
We remember in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
如有人在基督里，
If one is in Christ,
他就是一个新造的人。
He is a new creation.
就是已过。
All things are past.
一切都变成新的了。
All things are new.
并且一切都是出于神。
And all things are from God.
若有人在基督里。
And if one is in Christ.
在这里就有一个新的创造。
Then there is a new creation.
我们知道说当我们信主的时候。
We all know that when we believe in the Lord,
神在我们身上做了一个新造的工作。
God does a work new creation in us.
啊，所以我们今天在基督里，就是一个新造。
So we now are a new creation in Christ.
旧的事情都过去了。
All things are gone.
一切都变成新的了。
All things are new now.
并且一切都是出于神。
And all are from God.
可能在你刚刚蒙恩得救的时候。
Maybe when you first were saved.
你的确是经历这样的一个新的创造。
And you indeed experienced this new creation.
在那个时候你实在觉得虽然在地上好像在天上一样。
And at that time you may really feel that although I'm on earth, I'm really in heaven.
所以有的人常常做见证说
So many brothers and sisters gave this testimony.
当他蒙恩得救重生的那个日子
The day he was born again.
他这个人是完全改变
And he was a totally changed person.
他走在路上的时候好像腾云驾雾一样
When he walked on the street, it was like walking on clouds.
他听见鸟在那里叫的时候好像特别好听
When he heard the sound of the bird,was very delightful.
他看见那个树木青草好像特别的新鲜。
When he saw the trees and the grass, these things are so fresh.
他简直好像是已经被提到三层天上去了。
And like he was elevated to the third heaven.
在那个时候他里面满了平安满了喜乐。
And at that time, he was full of peace and joy.
他也喜欢读神的话语。
And he loves to read the word of God.
他觉得神的话每一句都是对他讲的。
He thinks every word in the Bible speaks to him.
他也欢喜祷告。
And he loves to pray.
他巴不得都能一直在祷告的里面。
And he wants to continue in prayer.
他也看见弟兄姊妹，或者每一个弟兄姊妹都是可爱的。
And when he sees brothers and sisters, everyone is lovely.
他也很喜欢多有交通多有聚会
and he loves to fellowship he loves to attend meetings
而如果神在那个时候对他有任何的要求
now if God at that time has any requirement
他是很容易的就答应了神的要求
and he would say yes readily
他愿意撇弃世界来跟从主
And he would forsake the whole world to follow the Lord.
在那个时候真是好像一个新的创造一样。
And at that time, it was indeed like a new creation.
如果这样的光景能继续下去那是何等的好。
How wonderful it would be if that condition can continue.
但是在许多神儿女的经历上面。
But in the experience of many God's children.
我们看见说虽然在我们蒙恩重生那个时候
And we see that even at the time we were first reborn.
好像是一个新的创造
Indeed, that was a new creation.
好像旧的事情都过去了
As all the old things are past.
一切都变成新的
Everything is new.
一切都是神
Everything is from God.
的确确有这样的光景
Indeed, we have that condition.
但是好景不长
But good experience doesn't last very long.
我们看见过了一段的时间好像我们从三层天上掉下来
So after a little while, it seems we have fallen from the third heaven to the ground.
我们发现说，虽然有新造在那里
，and although there is new creation.
虽然有新的生命在里面
，there is indeed new life in me.
虽然我们的灵是一个新的灵
，although our spirit is a new spirit.
并且圣灵也住在我们的灵里面
，and the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
但是好像我们这个旧造还没有过去
But it seems my old creation was still there
好像我们这个自己的生命老旧的生命还在我们里面
It seems myself, my old self is still in me
我们就发现说以这个罪在我们身上好像还有力量在那里
And then we discover the sin is still powerful in me
我们渐渐觉得说这个世界对于我们还是吸引了我们
And then it seems the world is still attractive to me
我们发现说我们的光景不是像得救的时候那样的完全
And we discover that now our condition is not that perfect at at the time I was just saved.
所以甚至在那个时候，我们有人去怀疑说，酒精啊，我们得救了没有？
So at that time, some of us may wonder whether we have been saved.
如果我真是得救了，为什么好像我是回头到从前的那种光景里面去？
If I'm really saved, how come now I have gone back to my previous condition?
所以有人在那里读零后五章十七节的时候就发生问题了。
So some, when they read the 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, then there's a problem.
在那里说，若有人在基督里，他就是一个新的创造。
So there it says, if one is in Christ, then he is a new creation.
旧事都过去了。
All the old things are past.
一切都变成新的。
Everything is new.
一切都是出于神。
Everything is from God.
我记得十八个弟兄他在他的著作里头也这样说过。
And I remember Brother T. Austin Sparks, wrote it in his writing.
他说他对这一节的圣经有问题。
He said he had problem, question about this.
他觉得说若有人在基督里他就是一个新的创造
because he feels that if one is in Christ then he is a new creation
那么如果这样的话就是应当都过去
and if that's the case then everything old should have passed
一切都是新的
everything is new
一切都是出于神的
everything is from God
那为什么好像旧的还没有过去
now how come it seems the old things are still there
为什么他不是一切都是出于神
now why not everything seems to be from God
所以他说有一天他发现
so one day he said he discovered
因为在原文里头不是这样说的
because it's not so in the original language
在原文里不是说若有人在基督里他就是一个新的创造
the original language did not say if one is in Christ then he is a new creation
在原文里就说若有人在基督里那里就有一个新的创造
It says that if one is in Christ, there is new creation.
所以在这里给他看见说，乃是在基督里，那里有一个新的创造。
So he saw that it is in Christ, there is the new creation.
如果你不在基督里，那个旧的这个东西还在那里。
If you are not in Christ, then all things are still with you.
他因着这个缘故叫他里面就明亮了。
Now for that, now he saw clearly.
那么弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当我们重生的时候
When we were reborn,
我们的灵是重生了
Our spirit was reborn.
但是究竟我们的魂有没有改变
But was our soul also changed?
我们这个堕落的魂有没有改变
Was our fallen soul changed?
我们这个会朽坏的身体有没有改变
Our perishable body, was that changed?
不错当我们信主的时候
Indeed, at the time we believe in the Lord,
圣经告诉我们说要悔改信主耶稣
The Bible tells us to repent, to believe in Him.
悔改就是心思的一转。
To repent is the change of mind.
所以当我们悔改的时候，我们在心思里头是转了一下。
So when we repent, there was indeed a return in our mind.
本来我们的心思是向着罪恶去。
Originally, our heart and mind is towards sin.
现在我们的心思好像转了方向。
And now our heart and mind now turn.
我们要脱离这个罪。
And we want to separate from sin.
本来我们的心思是向着死亡去的。
Originally, our heart and mind is towards death.
现在我们的心思转变，我们愿意往生命那里去。
And now our heart and mind is turned.To life.
因着心思的转变我们才会接受主耶稣做我们的救主
Because the turning of heart and mind we can receive Lord Jesus as our Savior
所以心思你也不能说没有一点的关系
So we cannot say that heart and mind does not matter
但是那一个转变是暂时
But that turning was temporal
那个转变不过是一个表面
And thatTurning is only on the surface.
不是一个魂生命里面一个极大的转变。
It is not a big turn in the soul and in life.
所以我们有的时候对弟兄姊妹说，
So sometimes we say to brothers and sisters,
虽然我们的灵是新的，
although we have a new spirit,
但是我们还是带着一个旧的头脑。
And we still bring an old mind.
因为在我们魂里面在旧的时候那个转变不是那么的彻底。
Because when we are saved, the change within our soul was not that thorough.
那么关于我们的身体呢？
Now what about our body?
当我们信主的时候，
When we believe in the Lord,
究竟在我们身体上有没有大的改变呢？
Was there a great change in our body?
不错，我们没有信主的时候。
Indeed, before we believe in the Lord,
因为我们心里常常挂虑，常常忧愁。
And we have sorrow and we worry in our heart.
所以我们的脸就长长的。
And our faces are long.
当我们信了主之后，
And after we believe in the Lord,
那个重担就脱落了。
The burdens are lifted.
当然我们的脸就比较圆了一点。
And our faces are round.
但是呢，虽然是这样，
And even so,
这个改变是表面的。
This change is only surface.
这个身体还是一个必朽坏的身体。
This body is still a perishable body.
这个身体还没有变化变成一个不朽坏的身体。
And this body has not been changed to an incorruptible body.
所以我们要记得，当我们蒙恩得救的时候。
So we have to believe when we were first saved.
主要的那个极大的改变是在我们灵里面。
The great change is actually in our spirit.
一个死的灵现在成了一个活的灵。
A dead spirit now becomes a living spirit.
一个与神隔绝的灵成了一个与神交通的灵。
A spirit severed from God now becomes a spirit communicating with God.
这一个是我们得救的时候发生的一个极大的改变。
This is the great change when we were saved.
但是关于我们的魂来说，
But as far as our soul is concerned,
关于我们的身体来说，
as far as our body is concerned,
我们看见还没有极大的转变。
So we discovered that there was no great change yet.
救恩不但要及到我们的灵，
Now salvation only, not only will reach our spirit,
救恩也必须达到我们的魂和达到我们的身体。
And salvation must also reach our soul and our body.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
今天在神的儿女的中间，
Today among God's children,
一般的灵会，
usual understanding.
以为说得救就是那么一回事。
And they think that to be saved is just like that.
我们重生了。
That we are reborn.
我们的罪得着赦免了。
Our sins are forgiven.
我们有了永生了。
And now we have eternal life.
我们死了之后可以上天堂了。
Then we die, we'll go to heaven.
这个就是救恩。
And that is salvation.
除了这个之外好像没有其他的了。
And outside of that, there's nothing else.
所以你才看见说今天基督徒的光景是这样的软弱。
And that's why you see the condition of the Christians these days is so weak.
因为神的儿女不知道神的救恩是一个全备的救恩。
Because God's children do not know that God's salvation is a comprehensive one.
我们知道在圣经的里面，
We know that in the scripture,
给我们看见有这样的一个名词，
We see this term,
就是魂的救恩。
Salvation of the soul.
因为我们中文翻译都是翻灵魂的救恩。
Now in Chinese language we say the salvation of the spirit and soul.
所以我们好像对于这个魂的这个救恩我们就不清楚。
So we are not clear about salvation of soul.
其实在圣经的里面，
But in the Bible,
除了我们灵的这个得救之外，
Not only it talks about our spirit being saved,
也特别讲到我们的魂怎样能得救。
It also emphasized that our souls can be saved.
我们这个魂也需要拯救。
Our souls need to be saved.
在圣经里面，比方说像希伯来书这本书。
For example, in Hebrews.
希伯来这一本的书实在是讲到魂的得救。
Hebrews really talks about the salvation of the soul.
许多人在读希伯来书的时候发生问题。
And many people, when they read Hebrews, they have questions.
特别第六章、第十章，他们就发生问题了。
Especially in chapter 6 and chapter 10.
但是他们不知道希伯来书所讲的救恩呢，是这么大的救恩。
But they do not know that the salvation mentioned in Hebrews is so great salvation.
这个救恩呢，不是一个小的救恩。
That salvation is not a small one.
不是一个只限制在我们灵里面的那个救恩。
And that salvation is not just confined in our spirit.
这里是一个这么大的救恩。
Here is so great a salvation.
这么大的救恩呢，你如果读希伯来书的话。
And such great salvation, if you read Hebrews,
它实在是指着我们魂的得救说的。
It really talks about the salvation of our soul.
比方说，我们看希伯来第十章，
for example,
第十一章，
Hebrews,
十章
，Hebrews chapter 10.
这希伯来第十章里面有这样的话。
Hebrews chapter 10 it says. We'll read several verses.
从35节念起。
Chapter 10, from verse 35.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，成这样的心必得大赏赐。
Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense.
你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
For you have need of endurance in order that, having done the will of God, you may receive the promise.
因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。
For yet a very little while, he that comes will come and will not delay.
这是义人的应信的身，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
But the just shall live by faith, and if he draws back, my soul does not take pleasure in him.
我们却不是退后，若沉沦的那种人，乃是有信心以致魂得救的人。
But we are not drawers back to perdition, but of faith to saving the soul.
在原文里头没有灵这个字。
Now, in the original language, it's just soul. There's no spirit mentioned.
所以这里的魂得救啊，和上面的沉沦呢是对比的。
So here, the salvation of the soul is contrary to perdition.
这个沉沦不是指着永远下地狱的沉沦。
Now, this perdition of falling is not referring to going to hell.
这个沉沦是指着在国度的时候沉沦说的。
Now this perdition refers to the kingdom.
我们今天不能讲这个东西。
And we have no time to go into that today.
比方说彼得前后书也都是讲到这个魂的得救。
For example, 1st and 2nd Peter all speak about the salvation of the soul.
我们方才所念的圣经里面第九节就是这样说的。
The scripture we read,In verse 9, chapter 1, verse 9, it talks about that.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是魂的救恩。
End of your faith, the salvation of soul.
就是雅各书也是讲这个东西。
Now even James talks about that.
许多人以为说雅各书啊，这个所讲的与保罗所讲罗马书是相反的。
Some say that what James said in his letter is contrary to what Paul said in his letter.
因为保罗是讲因信称义。
Because Paul emphasized justification by faith.
但是雅各是讲因行为来称义。
And James emphasized justification by works.
所以有人以为说雅各讲的话是与保罗相反的。
So some thought that James talked contrary to what Paul said.
但是我们知道。
But we know.
有一些圣经呢，我要找一下。哦，在这里，第一章第二十一节。
James chapter 1 verse 21。
所以你们要脱去一切的误会和阴郁的邪恶，成温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们魂的道。
This is James chapter 1 verse 21. Wherefore, laying aside all filthiness and abounding of wickedness, accepting with meekness and implanted word, which is able to save your souls.
在这里也没有这个灵这个字。
And here again, it's souls only, no spirit mentioned.
这个道是能救你们魂的道。
The word is the word that can save your soul.
所以我们知道在圣经的里面有魂的得救这一件事。
So we know that in the scripture, there is this thing called the salvation of souls.
这个不是我们人自己徒造出来的。
It is not manufactured by men.
不但我们的灵需要得救。
Not only our spirit needs to be saved.
我们的魂也需要得救。
Our soul needs to be saved too.
为什么我们的魂需要得救呢？
Why our souls need to be saved?
如果就着我们的经历来讲的话。
According to our experience.
在你得救之后。
After you are saved.
你在起初这个爱心建立你的时候。
And when the first love inspired you.
好像你整个的人都改变。
It seems your whole person is changed.
但是慢慢你就发现说事实并不是如此。
But gradually you discover that that's not really true.
你发现说虽然灵里面呢圣灵住在你的灵里面。
So although you discover that the Holy Spirit lives in your spirit,
他就把神的旨意神所喜悦的来交通给你。
And he brings the will of God and the delight of God to you.
但是你发现在你魂里面另外有一个老旧的生命。
But you discover that in your soul there is another old life.
灵里面圣灵做了灵的生命。
Now, in your spirit, the Holy Spirit now becomes the life.
但是在你魂里面，你这一个堕落的魂，堕落的自己，还是在那里做魂的生命。
Now, in your soul, the fallen soul remains to be the life of that soul.
所以你发现说，你这个人灵与魂不一致。
Now you see,that your spirit and your soul are not consistent.
灵与魂不合作。
And the soul is not cooperating with the spirit.
你发现在你的里面呢，好像有两个人活在那里。
Now you discover that in you there seem to be two persons living.
我们记得利伯家他在那里怀胎的时候。
And we remember when Rebecca conceived.
他发现他里面呢好像有两个孩子在那里争论一样。
And she discovered that it seems that there were two child in her womb, arguing with each other.
这个可以被描写我们今天呢信主之后魂还没有完全得救那一段的经历。
And that could actually, describe the experience of us.When after we are saved, our souls are not saved yet.
好像在我们里面呢，有两个人活在那里。
There seems to be two persons living there.
这两个人不合作。
And these two persons inside do not.
这两个人在那里彼此相争。
These two persons inside compete with each other.
圣灵与肉体相争。
The Holy Spirit and the flesh are war against each other.
肉体和圣灵相争。
The lust of the flesh war against the Holy Spirit.
你发现说这两个在那里都是争夺要活出来。
You discover that these two compete to live out.
照着你里面的人的意思，你愿意遵行神的旨意。
Now according to your inner man, you're willing to do the will of God.
但是你觉得你外面的人在那里抵挡。
But you feel your external man is opposing to that.
但是那个老旧的这个己的生命呢，好像非常的有力量。
But this life of the old self seems to be so strong.
那个新的生命呢，在你里面好像还幼稚。
And this new life seems to be still very tender.
所以结果你常常发现说，是老旧的生命在你里面得胜。
So oftentimes you discover it seems this old life is having the upper hand.
所以当你随从肉体的时候，你发觉好像有死的那个光景在你身上。
So when you are following the flesh, you discover a condition of death on you.
但是偶尔你也发现说，好像那个新的生命啊，得胜了。
And once in a while, you discover this new life is winning.
那个时候你里面就会有生命，有平安。
And then you feel there's life and peace in you.
弟兄姊妹，是不是我们有这样的一种的经历呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, is that our experience?
我们也发现说，
we also discover.
按照我里面的内心呢，我要顺服神的旨意。
According to my inner man, I want to do the will of God.
但是我的肉体好像就顺。
But my flesh is obeying the law of sin and death.
正像保罗在罗马第七章所说的，我真是苦啊。
And this is just like Paul said in Romans chapter 7, woe to me.
谁能拯救我脱离这虚实的身体呢？
Who can save me from this body of death?
弟兄姊妹，是不是你觉得说？
Brothers, sisters, is it what you can feel?
不但罪在你身上，还是好像还有权势。
Not only sin still has power in you.
你要做的，你做不出来。
What you want to do, you cannot.
你不要做的，你偏偏去做。
What you do not want to do, you end up doing.
你还是遭受这个罪的辖制。
You are still bound by sin.
并且你也发现说，这个世界在你身上还是在那里吸引你。
And you still see that the world is attractive to you.
虽然你明明知道不要爱世界。
Although you know I shall not love the world.
但是你觉得世界很可爱。
But you still see the world as lovely.
如果可爱的话，怎么能不爱呢？
If it is so lovely, how can I not love?
所以在你里面非常的矛盾。
So in you there is this struggle.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样的光景？
Brothers and sisters,Do you experience this condition?
你是不是发觉说
？And have you discovered?
你今天是一个基督徒。
That today you are a Christian.
你应当活出基督来。
You shall be able to live on Christ.
但是你虽然盼望能活出基督来
，But you hope to live on Christ.
活出来的还是你老旧的自己。
But what lives out is still the old self.
你不明白为什么缘故是这个样子
？And you do not know why.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们在这里就看见
Here we see,
我们这个魂还需要得救
Our soul needs to be saved
如果我们的魂没有得救的话
If our soul is not saved
你就看见说我们要过这样一个矛盾的那个生活
And then you see that you have to live this life of conflict
不但是这样
Not only that.
因为你看见灵与魂在那里矛盾，在那里冲突。
And on one hand, you see that there is a strife between the spirit and the soul.
但是另一面也很稀奇，你就看见说你这个灵与魂啊，好像分不清楚。
And on the other hand, you see that it seems that the spirit and soul are all mixed together.
这个在你的生活的上面
，in your life，
你实在不知道什么是魂的作用，什么是灵的作用。
You do not know what is the effect of the spirit and what is the effect of the soul.
因为基督徒那个外面的情形来讲
，because according to the condition outside，
灵与魂那个外面的情形非常的相像。
Now the external sense of the external condition of the spirit and the soul seems to be the same.
你灵里面也有感觉。
You can feel it in your spirit.
但是你魂里面也有感觉。
You can feel it in your soul.
你灵里面能直接从神那里来得着他的旨意。
Your spirit can receive directly from God His will.
但是你魂里面也能从那个外面来收集许多的材料。
Now, your soul can also collect from external conditions materials.
And 你灵里面可以与神交通。
In your spirit, you can communicate with God.
你明白神的旨意。
And you know the will of God.
你也愿意遵循神的旨意。
And you are willing to do the will of God.
但是你魂里面他也有他的旨意在那里。
But in your soul, there is also a will.
并且有的时候啊，你分不清楚。
And sometimes you cannot distinguish them.
所以很多年轻的弟兄姊妹常问一个问题。
So many young brothers and sisters often ask this question.
我怎么能知道神的旨意？
How can I tell the will of God?
我怎么知道这是神的旨意？这是我自己的意思。
How can I tell that this is the will of God and that's my own thinking?
这个成了一个很大的难处。
And this becomes a big difficulty.
好像神不愿意我们知道他的旨意。
If God was not willing for us to know His will,
我们要勉强他，勉强他，到最后他不得不把他的旨意告诉我们。
It seems we have to force him and force him so that he can tell us a little bit about his own will.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在侍奉主的时候，
when we are serving the Lord,
我们有一股的热忱来侍奉神。
We have a zeal to serve him.
但是我们在那里侍奉的时候，
but when we serve him,
我们也分不清楚这是用魂的力量呢，还是用灵的力量。
We cannot distinguish whether this is the strength of my soul or this is the strength of my spirit.
可以说灵与魂呢，是混在一起的。
And then the spirit and the soul are undistinguished.
所以你就看见我们这个基督徒的生活就不够圣洁。
So we see the life of us, the Christians, are not sanctified enough.
我们的魂没有成圣。
Our souls are not sanctified.
没有完全分离出来来归给神。
Are not separated to God.
这是我们一般的光景。
And this is our common condition.
那么在这样的光景的里面，
Now in that condition,
我想你就开始发现说我们需要魂的得救。
In that condition, then you discover that I really need the salvation of my soul.
我个人觉得在我们属灵的经历上，
Now personally, I feel that in our spiritual experience,
当你到了一个地步，你开始在那里发现说灵与魂是有分别的。
Now when you come to a point and you discover that there is indeed a distinction between the spirit and the soul.
并且你实在盼望能活在灵里而不是活在魂里。
And then you really wish and long that you can live in the spirit instead of living in the soul.
这个对于我们来说是一个进步。
And we see this is a step forward for us.
很多神的儿女根本连这一个感觉都没有。
Many God's children have not that sense yet.
他们就是凭着他们自己来活。
And they just live by themselves.
这个好像保罗在哥林多前书第三章所说的话。
And this is what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
保罗在哥林多前书第三章这样的说。
And Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
他说，弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作是肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。
He said, I, brethren, have not been able to speak to you, this is chapter 3 verse 1, speak to you as to spiritual, but as to fleshly, as to babies in Christ.
本来我们信了主了，应当就属灵了。
Now, after we believe in the Lord, we should be spiritual.
因为我们的灵已经活过来。
Because our spirit are not, is now alive.
但是保罗说，我在你们中间，我不能把你们当作属灵的。
But Paul says, I cannot speak to you as spirit speak to spiritual.
我只能把你们当作是肉体的。
I can only consider you as fleshly.
这个原文里头啊，是 fleshy.
And in the original language, it's fleshy.
就是肉。
It means it's belonging to flesh.
它好像在基督里做婴孩的。
And as babies in Christ.
你知道我们都喜欢婴孩。
We know we all love babies.
我们看见一个小孩子做得天真烂漫。
And we see a baby who's innocent and very happy.
但是另外一面来讲，你知道一个婴孩是非常 fleshy， 非常是肉的。
But we also know this baby is extremely of flesh.
他完全是自私的。
And he thinks only for himself.
他如果饿了，他就要吃。
If he's hungry, he wants to eat.
你稍微晚了一点，他就发脾气了。
If you are late a little bit, he gets angry.
你晚上要睡觉，他也不管的。
Now even if you want to sleep at night, he won't concern you.
他要哭就哭了。
When he wants to cry, he cries.
你就看你说非常瘦弱的。
Now he is very much fleshy.
这个是婴孩的情形。
And this is the condition of a baby.
今天许多在基督在信主的人中间也是这样。
Now among believers, many are like that.
虽然是受主的。
Although we belong to Christ.
但是不过是婴孩。
But we are just babies.
应该来说我们大家都喜欢婴孩。
On one hand, all of us love babies.
虽然他瘦弱一点也没有关系。
Now it's okay if he is a little fleshy.
总是有这样一个过程的。
Now we all go through this stage.
但是这样的时间不能太长了。
But that time cannot be too long.
如果太长了，就变得是问题了。
If he is too long, then it becomes really carnal.
不是fleshy 的，是 fleshly 的。
It's not only fleshy, but also fleshly.
那个时候就不对了。
And then it is a problem.
因为他老不长大。
Because he refused to grow.
他还是在哪里做一个婴孩。
And still wants to be a baby.
他总是以己为中心。
He always think of himself first.
他完全是自私的。
And he is totally selfish.
他不能彰显基督。
And he is not able to display or express Christ.
一个在基督里做婴孩的人。
Now one who is a baby in Christ.
在外表上与世界上的人没有分别。
Externally, people cannot tell the difference between him and the person in the world.
甚至许多人说，你们信主的人与世界上的人有什么分别呢？
So some criticize that you believers, you have no difference from the people in the world.
哥林多的人，他们所行的与世人是一样的。
Now what these Corinthian believers did is no different from what the people in the world did.
世界上的人在哪里纷争？
Now people in the world strive.
他们也在哪里纷争？
And they strive.
与世人没有分别
，no different from the world。
唯一的分别，他们的灵是活了。
The only difference is their spirit is now alive。
他们实在有永生在里面。
They indeed have eternal life in them。
但是他们没有靠着这个生命来活。
But they did not live according to that eternal life。
这个生命活不出来。
And that eternal life could not live out，
因为他们这个堕的魂的生命。包围了这个灵的生命
because the life of that fallen soul surrounds that the life of eternal.
所以活出来的都是自己。
So what they live out is nothing but self.
不是基督。
It's not Christ.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
所以我们在这里要看见一件事。
So here we have to see one thing.
就是说我们很需要得救。
That our souls need to be saved.
神为我们的魂预备了救恩。
God has prepared salvation for our soul.
但是我们却不知道。
But we do not know.
我们没有接受。
And we have not accepted that.
因着这个缘故，我们就一直活在我们这个魂的生命的里面。
For that reason, we live in our soul life.
不能活出基督来。
We cannot live Christ out.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们如果要靠着我们这个老旧的生命要来活出基督，这是不可能的事。
It is impossible if we want to live out Christ according to our own life.
从肉身生的就是肉身。
What is born of the flesh is flesh.
我们的肉体是不能改变。
Our flesh cannot change.
你可以在外面修饰它一点。
You can decorate it a little bit.
你可以叫这个肉体做的事不同一点。
You can make the outworking of the flesh to be different a little bit.
从前你用你这个肉体的生命来犯罪。
In the past, you sin by your flesh.
现在你想用你的肉体的生命来侍奉神。
Now you want to serve God with your life of flesh.
我们看见说从是肉体的人。
We see that the carnal man, the flesh man,
他不服神的这个旨意。
He cannot submit to the will of God.
他也不能顺服神的旨意。
And he cannot submit to the will of God.
所以肉体的人不能得神的喜悦。
A man of flesh cannot please God.
这是罗马第八章里头告诉我们。
And this is what we were told in Romans chapter 8.
所以你就看见说一个没有蒙恩得救的人。
So you see, one who has not been saved by grace.
他是一个属血气的人。
He is of the flesh and blood.
他是一个天然的人。
He is a natural man.
一个天然的人不知道神的旨意。
And natural man does not know the will of God.
因为神的旨意是愚拙的。
He thinks the will of God is foolish.
他们根本就不要神的旨意。
And they do not want the will of God.
但是一个基督徒，一个信主的人。
But a Christian, a believer.
他做婴孩的时候是一个受肉体的人。
When he was a baby, he was of the flesh.
他是一个carnal Christian. 他是一个受肉体的基督徒。
He was a carnal Christian.
虽然在灵里面是不同。
Although in the spirit he's different.
但是在魂里面与世界人完全一样。
But in the soul, he's totally the same as the person in the world.
所以我们的魂需要得救。
So,Our soul needs to be saved.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，我们有没有看见这个需要。
Brother, sister, I do not know whether you have seen this need.
如果我们没有看见这个需要
，if we do not see this need,
那么当然，神所为我们预备的这个救恩，我们就不注意。
And therefore, if we do not see that need, then we will not pay attention to this great salvation God has prepared for us.
如果今天你已经感觉有这个需要
，But today, if you sense that need,
那么我们现在要来看神为我们预备的救恩。
And then we want to see the salvation that God has prepared for us.
这个这么大的救恩。
So great salvation.
我想今天早晨我们就是在客观的真理上我们来看一点。
And this morning we want to examine this matter from an objective truth.
主愿意的话明天早晨我们多注意那个主管的那个经历。
And Lord willing, tomorrow morning we will emphasize on our subjective experience.
我们知道
We know.
当我们的主耶稣钉十字架的时候
When our Lord Jesus was crucified,
他担当了我们的罪
He has borne our sin.
在彼得书告诉我们说
And Peter tells us,
他亲身担当我们的罪
He has borne our sins himself.
我们所有犯的罪都堆积在他的身上
All our sins piled upon him.
他就为着我们就流血
And for our sake, he bled.
他的宝血洗净我们一切所有的罪。
His blood cleansed all our sins.
所以圣经说，基督爱我们，为我们的罪舍弃他的自己。
So the Bible tells us that Christ loved us, and he gave himself for our sins.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
这个我们都已经接受。
This we have accepted.
但是当我们的主钉十字架的时候
But when our Lord was crucified on the cross,
他不但把我们所犯的罪就担当去了
He not only has borne our sins,
并且圣经告诉我们说
And Bible tells us,
当我们的主钉十字架的时候他把我们这个老旧的人也一同带到十字架同钉死了
And when our LordJesus was crucified on the cross. He has brought all our old persons, all selves, and crucified on the cross together.
所以圣经说基督爱我们为我们舍己。
So the Bible says that Christ loves us and he gave himself for us.
他不但是为我们的罪舍己，
he not only gave himself for our sins,
他也是为着我们舍弃他的自己。
He also gave himself for us.
他在十字架上不但做了我们的代替，
Now on the cross, not only he became our substitution,
他在十字架上也成了我们的代表。
And on the cross, he also has become our representative.
所以当我们的主死在十字架的时候，
So when our Lord died on the cross,
你我在他的里面也一同钉死了。
You and I are crucified dead in him.
所以圣经说我们的主耶稣，
So the Bible says our Lord Jesus,
他是末后的亚当，
He is the last Adam.
我们知道第一个人是亚当，
We know that the first man is Adam.
所有从亚当生的都是在亚当的里面，
All that was born of Adam is in Adam.
所以我们都承受了亚当这个堕落的那个生命。
So we have all received that fallen life of Adam.
他的那个生命的那个性质都分配在我们人的里面。
And the nature, the character of his fallen life is now distributed in us.
亚当也有他好的地方。
Now Adam has his merits.
亚当也有他坏的地方。
Now Adam has his bad points.
所以我们这一般从亚当生的就是亚当性情的好坏就在那里调和起来了。
So we who are born of Adam, the good points of Adam and bad points of Adam is all mixed in us.
但是还是亚当。
But we're still Adam.
所以怎么回来回去都是亚当。
So no matter how you live, you're still Adam.
这个都是亚当他的生命的性情。
And this is all the nature and character of the Adam's life.
那么神就设立我们的主耶稣做末后的亚当。
Now God established our Lord Jesus as the last Adam.
什么叫做末后的亚当呢？
What does it mean by the last Adam?
末后的亚当就意思说，
It means
他是亚当的种类的最后一个。
He is the concluding one of the Adam's race.
如果他死了，亚当的尊位就断了。
If he dies, then the race of Adam dies. Discontinued.
我常常喜欢用我们中国人的那个神话。
Now, I often like to use legend of China.
我们知道我们中国人是皇帝的后代。
We know that we are the descendants of the Yellow Emperor.
有一次皇帝他与蚩尤打仗。
Once, the Yellow Emperor had a war with a barbarian king.
那个时候天上地上大雾。
And that time was big fog.
那么在大雾中间你怎么打仗呢？
Now, how can you fight in a big fog?
但是皇帝发明了指南针。
But this Yellow Emperor invented this compass.
所以结果他把这个蚩尤就打死了。
So now he knows the direction. He beat the barbarian king.
那假定说那一天打仗的时候，
Now assume if in that battle that day,
皇帝没有发明这个指南针。
The Yellow Emperor did not invent this compass.
结果不行啊，给这个蚩尤打死。
And then he was defeated and he was killed by this barbarian king.
那么请问我们今天这个皇帝的后代有没有呢？
Now think, we, the descendants of this Yellow Emperor, would we be here?
我们都没有了。
We would not be here.
世界上就没有中国人了。
Now in this world, there were no Chinese.
但是今天中国人占了世界上最大的这个数目。
But now we have 1 billion Chinese.
就是因为皇帝那一次打了胜仗。
Because the Yellow Emperor won the victory.
所以我们在那里说，
So we say,
如果皇帝死了，
If Yellow Emperor died,
我们这一般人也都死了，
Then we all die.
我们没有，
We do not exist.
感谢赞美神。
Thank and praise God.
在亚当里众人都要死，
Now in Adam, everyone needs to die.
但是主耶稣他来了。
But when Lord Jesus comes,
他是末后的亚当。
He is the last Adam.
是的，末后的亚当死在十字架上的时候。
When the last Adam died on the cross,
神说亚当的罪结束了。
God said, Adam's race is concluded.
所以罗马第六章第六节才这样的说。
So Romans chapter 6 verse 6 says,
因为知道我们的旧人已经与他同钉十字架。
So knowing that our old man is crucified with him on the cross,
叫罪身死业不再做罪的奴仆。
So that the sinful body now has lost its job and we do not belong, we are no longer the slave to sin.
这里的旧人是单数的。
Now this old man is singular.
只有一个旧人。
There's only one old man.
就是亚当。
Which is Adam.
这个旧人在我的里面也在你的里面。
This old man is in you and in me.
这是一个人。
It's just one man.
我们都是在亚当里。
We all are in Adam.
但是这个旧人与基督同钉十字架。
But that old man now is crucified with Christ.
因为在基督里面十字架上他结束了这个旧照。
Because in Christ, on that cross, he has finished the old generation, the old creation.
所以我们看见说乃是神为着我们预备的那个救恩。
So we see, this is the salvation that God has prepared for us.
我们要脱离这个旧人。
We have to separate from this old man.
我们要脱离这个败坏的肉体。
We have to be separated from this corruptible flesh.
我们要脱离罪和死的律。
And we want to separate from this law of sin and death.
神为我们预备了救法。
God prepares for us this salvation.
他是把我们与基督同钉十字架。
He has crucified you and me with Christ.
当主耶稣钉十字架的时候
，When our Lord Jesus was crucified，
虽然你我还没有生下来
，Although you and me, you and I are not born yet，
但是在神的眼中都已经在基督的里面。
But in the eyes of God, you and I were all in Christ.
他是末后的亚当。
He was the last Adam.
所以他一次的死就成了永远赎罪的恩典。
So his once for all death becomes the grace of redemption.
这一个是神为着我们基督徒所预备的救法。
And this is the salvation that God has prepared. Has prepared for us the Christians.
我们常常传福音的时候
Now when we preach the gospel,
我们对不信主的人说
And we tell the unbelievers,
你们不必死，因为已经有人替你死了。
You do not have to die because someone died for you.
世界上的人都是怕死的。
And all people in the world are afraid of death.
都在死的恐怖之下。
They are under the terror of death.
他逃不出这个死亡。
They cannot escape it.
按照定命，人人都有一死。
Now according to this determination, everyone has to die.
事后岂有审判。
And after that, there is judgment.
所以我们就传福音给他们。
So we preach gospel to them.
你们不必死了。
You do not have to die.
因为基督已经替你们死了。
Because Christ has died for you.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and pray God.
我们信主的人永远不死。
We the believers shall never die.
我们会睡觉。
We can sleep.
有的时候会得长一点。
Sometimes we sleep longer.
但是我们不死。
But we do not die.
信主的人永远不死。
The believers shall never die.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and pray God.
但是今天对于基督徒也有福音。
But there is the gospel to the believers.
对基督徒的福音说，你们不必活了。
The gospel to the believer is that you do not have to live.
因为有人已经替你活了。
Because one has lived for you.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们是不是做基督徒觉得很辛苦？
Now is it difficult to be a Christian?
我们里面要神。
We want God inside.
我们要活出基督。
And we want to live Christ out.
我们用尽我们的力量。
We strive very hard.
但是胜不过罪和死的律。
But we cannot overcome the law of sin and death.
胜不过这个旧人。
We cannot overcome the old self.
所以在改教的时候。
So in the Reformation.
那个改教的那个 theologian, 那个神学家。
The theologian of that Reformation.
就是那个 McLacton。
Oh, is that a
necklace?
他说
he said,
他说老的亚当啊我这个年轻的 Macleton 胜不过那个老的亚当。
He says, me, the young Macleton, cannot overcome that old Adam.
这个就是我们的光景。
And that's our condition.
但是感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise God.
现在我们自己不必活了。
Today we do not have to live ourselves.
因为我们已经记得通钉十字架。
Because we have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
No longer I who live.
那是基督在我里面活。
But Christ lives in me.
我如今在肉身活着。
Today we live in my flesh.
是因他的心而活。
It is I live by His faith.
神儿子的心而活。
By the faith of the Son of God.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
He loved me and gave Himself for me.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
既然我们已经与基督同钉十字架
now that we have been crucified with Christ,
那我们今天应当怎么做呢
now how shall we do?
所以在罗马第六章第十一节这样说
so in Romans chapter 6 verse 11,
我们应当看自己在基督里像罪死了
we have to reckon ourselves to be dead to sin in Christ,
我们要看自己在基督里像神是活着的
We have to reckon ourselves to be living to God in Christ.
既然基督为我们成功了这个救法
Now that Christ has accomplished the salvation for us,
救我们脱离这个堕落魂的生命
saved us out of this fallen soul.
那么我们今天应当怎么样
Now how shall we live today?
我们应当相信
And we have to believe,
好像我们从前相信基督担当我们的罪一样。
As the day we believe that Christ has borne my sin.
你还没有犯过罪。
Now you have never sinned before.
因为你还没有生下来。
Because you were not born.
但是基督在两千年前已经把你所有的罪都担当去了。
But 2,000 years ago, Christ has already borne your sin.
你怎么得到罪的赦免呢？
And how can you get the forgiveness of sins?
你相信。基督在十字架上担当你的罪。
You believe that Christ has borne your sin on the cross.
你的罪就赦免了。
And then your sins are forgiven.
同样的原则。
Same principle.
你看见你在两千年前与基督同钉十字架。
And you see that I 2,000 years ago have been crucified with Christ.
这一个是神在基督里所完成的救法。
And this is what God has accomplished the salvation in Christ.
你所需要的就是相信。
What you need is to believe.
你相信说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
You believe that I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是。
No longer I.Who lives.
那是基督在我里面活。
Christ lives in me.
因着这个缘故
For that reason,
到了十三节罗马六章十三节的时候
Romans 6 chapter 13,
我们就要把我们自己献上给神。
And we offer ourselves to God.
把我们的肢体献上做义的器具。
And we offer ourselves as the slave to righteousness.
那就是说我们现在让基督的生命在我们里面活出来
That is to say that we now let the life of Christ to live out from us
有人在那里问
Some asked
他说我相信罗马六章六节
He said I believe in Romans chapter 6 verse 7
旧人已经与基督同钉十字架
My old man was crucified with Christ
我也在那里算我是死的
And I also reckon myself to be dead
但是算来算去就算不死
But no matter how I count I still alive
并且越算越活
And the more I count the more I get alive
那究竟这是怎么一回事呢
What's going on?
我想这是很简单的
I think this is very simple
因为你忘记了十一章里头有一句小小的话
And because you have forgot in chapter 11 there is a small word
那说在基督里
In Christ
我们算自己像罪是死的在原文里头应当我们算自己在基督里像罪是死的
Now when we say we count ourselves to be dead to sin in the original language it actually says we count We count ourselves in Christ as dead to sin.
如果不在基督里，你怎么算都算不死的。
If you are not in Christ, no matter how you count, you're still alive.
因为这个事实只有在基督里面。
Because death is only in Christ.
我们在基督里向神永远活着。
Now we in Christ are alive to God.
如果不在基督里，你不会向神活着。
Now if you are not in Christ, you cannot be alive to God.
所以我们一面要相信。
So on one hand, we have to believe.
另一面，我们要常常住在基督里。
On the other hand, we have to abide in Christ.
我们不要以为说，我们一次相信就事情就解决了。
And let's not think. I only have to believe once, and then everything will be fine.
这个与我们领的得救有一点不同。
And this is different.The salvation of our spirit.
灵力得救，你一次相信就永远解决了。
Now the salvation of the spirit is once and for all.
但是魂力得救，你要相信，并且要继续在基督的里面。
But the salvation of the soul, you have to believe and you have to continue in Christ.
如果你继续住在基督的里面
，If you continue to abide in Christ,
那么这一个同时同复活的事实就要在你身上彰显出来。
Now, this fact of dying together and living together shall live in you, expressed in you.
所以这一个就是神为着我们所预备的那个救恩。
So this is the salvation that God has prepared for us.
如果主愿意的话，我们明天就多讲一点那个经历方面的事情。
Lord willing, tomorrow we will share more about experience.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
因为你的救恩是何等的完全。
Because your salvation is so perfect and complete.
你不但成就我们脱离极大的死亡。
Not only you saved us from such great death.
你现在还要救我们。
You still want to deliver us.
你将来还要救我们。
And forever you shall deliver us.
主啊，你不但拯救我们的灵。
Lord, you not only have delivered our spirit,
你也要拯救我们的魂。
And you shall deliver our soul.
你也要拯救我们的身体。
And you shall save our body.
主啊，你的旨意是要我们全然成圣。
Lord, your will is for us to be wholly sanctified.
在你显现的日子。
And at the day of your appearance.
叫我们灵魂和身子都能保守。
That we can be preserved blameless.Our spirit and soul and body.
圣洁没有瑕疵。
And holy without blemish.
主啊，但愿你的旨意成功在我们身上。
Lord, thy will be done on us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.